जय जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य नित्यानंद जय 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 द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त बृंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय 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 सती सुत गौरांग सुंदर जय नित्या नंद पद बतीर कोयर जय नित्या नंद पद बतीर कोयर जय जय सीता नाथ अद्वैत गो साई অদ্বৈত গো সাই জয় জয় যারকু পাতে পাই চৈতন্য নিতাই যারকু পাতে পাই জয় জয় গদাধর প্রেমের সাগর জয় জয় গদা গৌরাঙ্গের প্রিয়তম পণ্ডিত প্রবর গৌরাঙ্গের প্রিয়তম পণ্ডিত জয় জয় ভক্তগণ শ্রীবাস পণ্ডিত জয় জয় ভক্তগণ সবাকার পদরেণু শ্রীরে রহু মর সবাকার পদরেণু সভাকার পদ রেণু শিরে রহু মোহর সভাকার পদ রেণু শিরে রহু মোহর যার প্রভাবে নাশে কলি মহাগৌর যার ভাবে নাশে মহাগৌর জয় জয় গুরু গোসাই শরণ তোমার জয় গুরু গোসাই আর যারকু পাতে করি এ ভব সংসার যারকু পাতে করি ভব সংসার জয় রূপ সনাতন ভক্ত রঘু নাথ জয় সনাতন ଦାସ ରଘୁନାଥ ଶ୍ରୀକୃଷ୍ଣ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଦୟା କର ମୋରେ ଦୟାଲୁ ଜଗତ ସଂସାରେ ତୋମା ବିନା କେ ଦୟାଲୁ ପତିତ ପାବନ ହେତୁ ତବ ତାର ପତିତ ପାବନ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନା ପାଇବେ ଆର ମୋ ସମିତ ପ୍ରଭୁ ପ୍ରଭୁ ନିତ୍ୟାନନ୍ଦ ପ୍ରେମାନନ୍ଦ ସୁଖି ବହଲୋନ କର ଆମି ବଡ଼ ଦୁଃଖୀ ଦୟା କର ସୀତା ପତି ଅଦ୍ୟ ସାଇ ବଲେ ପାଇ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ନିଶାଇ ରବ କୃପା ବଲେ ପାଇ ଦୟା କର ସୀତା ପତି ଅଦ୍ୱୈତ ଗୋ ସାଇ ବଲେ ପାଇ ଚୈତନ୍ୟ ନିପାଇ ରବ କୃପା ବଲେ ପାଇ ଆସୁରୁ ସନାତନ ରୂପ ରଘୁନାଥ ଆସୁରୁ ସନାତନ ଯୁଗ ଶିବ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଲୋକନାଥ ଭଟ ଯୁଗ ଗୈୟା କୋର ସିଆ ସାଧୁ ପ୍ରଭୁ ଶ୍ରୀନିବାସ ରାମଚନ୍ଦ୍ର ସଙ୍ଗ ମାଗେ ନରୋତ୍ତମ ଦାସ गौर प्रमानन्दे जयं विष्णु पात्रमंस परिव्राज गजत भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जयं विष्णु पात्रमंस परिव्राज गजत भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी प्रभुपाद जी महाराज की जय अनंत कोटि वैष्णव की जय नामाचार्य श्री हरिदास ठाकुर की जय प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद की जय राधा कृष्ण गोपनाथ राधा कुंड श्याम कुंड गिरी गोवर्धन की जय वृंदावन धाम की जय मथुरा धाम की जय जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की जय मायापुंड धाम की जय गंगा माई की जय जन्माई की जय तुलसी देवी की जय भक्ति देवी की जय श्रीमती रावण की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय हरिनाम संकीर्तन की जय श्री श्री अद्वैताचार्य प्रभु की शुभाविर्भावतिथि की जय श्री अद्वैताचार्य प्रभु की शुभाविर्भावतिथि की जय समवेत भक्तवृंद की जय गौर प्रमानंदी हरि हरि बोल ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज ऑल ग्लोरी टू असेंबल्ड ऑल ग्लोरी श्री गुरु श्री गौरांग चैतन्य चंद्रायो न नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्रायो न नमस्ते चैतन्य चंद्रायो न सो अद्वैताचार्य अपीयरेंस डे इज ऑन द 26th जनवरी दैट इज मंथ ऑफ माघ सप्तमी तिथि सो वी आर ऑब्जर्विंग टुडे हियर अद्वैताचार्य केम फर्स्ट इज अपीयर फर्स्ट Then he made Mahaprabhu, Krishna appear. By Adhidacharya's calling, Krishna appear. So, it's a very auspicious day. So we should pick something on Srila Adhidacharya and beg for his mercy. Jahar Kripate Pai Chaitanya Nithai. If he will bestow his mercy on us, then we'll get Chaitanya Nithai. Otherwise you cannot get. First we should know who is Adhidacharya. That mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila. You may see Adilila, first chapter, I think. Mahavishnu jagat karta mayaya jo sujatyada tasyabhutaro ibayam adhitacharya ishvara adhitam harina dvaita dacharyam bhakti sansanat bhaktabhutaramisam tamah dvaitacharyam asvai Adilila. First chapter, text 12. Mark it, Baba. You should always mark it. I'll quote it immediately, you'll find out. Because English is Prabhupada given in English. I'll quote the original verse. Prabhupada has already given, so we only repeat Prabhupada's translation. I need not frame translation, therefore, you find out that? Text 12?
Lord Advaita Acharya.
Is that text 12?
Yes, sir.
महाविष्णु जगत्कर्ता मायया जसजत्यत तस्यावतारो एवं अद्वैताचार्येश्वर अद्वैतं हरिणा द्वैताचार्यं भक्ति संसनात् भक्तावतार विषं तं अद्वैताचार्यम् आश्रय रिट्रांसलेशन
Lord Advaita Acharya is the incarnation of Mahavishnu.
Yes.
His main function is to create the cosmic world through the actions of Maya.
Yes.
Because he is non-different from Hari, the Supreme Lord, he is called Advaita.
Therefore he is called Advaita, yes.
And because he propagates the cult of devotion, he is called Acharya.
Therefore he is called Acharya. Therefore Advaita Acharya, yes.
He is the Lord and the incarnation of the Lord's devotee. Therefore I take shelter of him.
Gauragana Desa Deepika says, Bhaktavatara Acharya Advaita Jam Sri Sadasiva. That means, Adhitarya Acharya is Bhaktavatara. पंचतत्वार्पणं कृष्णं भक्त रूप स्वरूपं भक्तावतार भक्ताख्यं नमामि भक्त शक्तिकं इजंट इट पंचतत्व भक्त रूप भक्त स्वरूप भक्तावतार भक्ताख्य भक्त शक्ति इजंट इट सो भक्त रूप इन फॉर्म भक्त महाप्रभु भक्त स्वरूप नित्यानंद भक्तावतार अद्वैताचार्य भक्ताख्य श्रीवास भक्त शक्ति गदाधर पंचतत्व इजंट इट पंचतत्वात्म कृष्ण பக்தரூப சுரூபகம் பக்தாவதார பக்தாக்கியம் நமாமி பக்த சக்திகம் பக்தாவதார அத்வைதாச்சாரிய கௌரகம் பக்தாவதாராச்சாரிய அத்வைத ஜஹ் ஸ்ரீ சதாசிவ அத்வைதாச்சாரிய பக்தாவதார அண்ட் ஹி இஸ் ஆல்சோ சதாசிவ சதாசிவ மகாவிஷ்ணு அவதார சதாசிவ மகாவிஷ்ணு அவதார் தென் இட் சதாசிவ கம்ஸ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட் திஸ் இஸ் அத்வைதாச்சாரிய So this is Aditya Tattva, Aditya Charya. That Aditya Charya, such a devotee who made Krishna descend here. So Aditya Charya, the father's name of Aditya Charya is Kuber Mishra. Mother, Srimati Nabhadevi. They were first living in Srihatta. Kuber Pandit, father of Aditya, but sonless, no son. Many long periods. Almost when he was very old, at old age, he got this son, Adityacharya. In Srihatta district, there was a village named Navagrama. That is the birthplace of Adityacharya. And he appeared on this day, this is month of Magha, Saptami, seventh day of bright fortnight. Understand? Seventh day of bright fortnight. Magha Sukla Saptami. That's the day Adityacharya appeared. After that, Kuber Pandit thought of that he would go and stay on the bank of Ganges. Then he left. He shifted his residence, bank of Ganges, then came to Shantipur. Shantipur is now famous for the Adityas Dham, Pata. Shantipur Natha is also said as Shantipur Natha, Lord of Shantipur. Thereby he stayed in bank of Ganges. When Kuber Pandit did Namkaran, name-giving ceremony, this son, he gave one name, Mangala, and gave another name, is Kamalakya. Do you understand? But why he is called Adityacharya is already that we quoted from Chaitanya Charitamrita. Do you understand? So, Adityacharya, when he was very young, his father and mother disappeared. Then he was very distressed. Then he went out for pilgrimage, visited many holy places. When he came back, some of his relatives requested him to marry. So, at the request of the relatives, he was willing to marry. All right, I'll marry. Then at that time, one orthodox Brahman, very pious Brahman was living there, whose name was Nursinga Bhaduri. He had two daughters. Their name was Sri and Sita. They are very beautiful daughters. And Adityacharya married two of the daughters. That means Adityacharya had two wives, Sri and Sita. And Sita Thakurani famous, and Adityacharya also famous name as Sitanatha. Sitapati or Sitanatha. The name of his wife was Sita Thakurani. But he had two wives, Sri and Sita. Sita Thakurani is incarnation of Yogamaya, and Sri Devi is manifestation Yogamaya. And Adityacharya is Mahavishnu Avatara, and in Mahavishnu there is Sadashiva. Therefore he says Sadashiva. So Adityacharya, when appeared and grew up, he saw that this Kali Yuga, people are suffering, he couldn't tolerate. So he thought of, I must make Krishna, the Supreme Personal Godhead, appear here. Who can make Supreme Lord appear? Bhaktir Ichchaya Krishner Sobhavatara, that is stated. Bhaktichcha Upato Rupaya. By the desire of his dear devotee, the Lord appears. Nobody can make Lord appear. Do you understand? He is not our order carriers. But aham bhakto paradhina, he says. Who is his very dear devotee, intimate devotee, premi bhakto? Krishna says, I am dependent on him. I have no independence. Though he is supremely independent. Matta paratara nanyat kinchidasti dhananjaya. He said that thing in Bhagavad Gita. O Dhananjaya, Arjuna, there is nobody superior to me. Ekoli Ishwara Krishna Arsa Bhutya. Krishna is only Ishvara. All others are his servants. But that Krishna is Bhakta Vatsala because he is very dear to his devotees. And Bhakta Premabadhya, a Premi Bhakta can bind him with the rope of love. So therefore is said in 9th canto Bhagavata, Aham Bhakta Paradhina, Asatantra Ipadija Sadhavidhi, Grastha Hudar Bhaktir Bhakta Jana Priya. He said that thing to Durvasamuni. Oh, I have no independence. With supreme independence is that I have no independence. I am Bhakta Paradhina. I am dependent on my Bhakta. But my Bhakta says, I do. Dear devotee says, please come down here. Then he comes here. Bhakta Richaya Krishna Sobhavatar. All incarnations are there by the will of Bhakta. Bhakta Richaya Upata Rupaya Paramatmane Namannama. That verse is also there. So, without the call of his dear devotee, Goloka Bihari, Purna Brahma Krishna will never descend here. He never comes for ordinary reasons here. Jadajadai dharmasya glanirbhavati bhārta abhyutthāna dharmasya tadātmāna sudamyam paritrānāya sādhunam vināsaya dusratam dharma sustāpanārthāya sambhumāmi jugi-jugi. That is says in Bhagavad Gītā. When there is rise of irreligion and dharma, that means Bhagavad dharma is declining, miscreants, demons were rising and sadhus, bhaktas were persecuted. At that time he descends to kill the miscreants and protect the sadhus and establish dharma, Bhagavad dharma. That what is the purpose of incarnation, descending. So, when Krishna appeared, at that time, all the demigods headed by Brahma, they went to bank of Kshirasagara, milk ocean, and they offered prayer. You understand? So by their prayer, Krishna appeared. Similarly, Adityacharya's prayer. Adityacharya's prayer. By the prayer of Adityacharya, Prema Purushottama Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared in this material world and manifested his leela. Adityacharya couldn't tolerate the suffering of the jivas of Kali Yuga. He was crying. He was crying in his heart. Therefore he thought of, I must make Supreme Lord Krishna appear here. Adityacharya Gosai Sakhyat Ishwara Jahar Mahimanoy Jiver Gochar. Maybe there you find out. Adityacharya Gosai Sakhyat Ishwara Jahar Mahimanoy Jiver Gochar. Adityacharya Koti Brahmander Karta Ar Ekamurti Brahmander Bharta. Must be there. And explaining that verse must be there. You understand? Chaitanya Charitamrita. He is Ishvara, is non-different from Hari, therefore he is Advaita. Isn't it? You explain? You read that verse. Here it says, because he is non-different from Hari, so his name is Advaita. And because he propagates the cult of devotion, therefore Acharya. Therefore he is called Advaita Acharya. Do you understand? Same thing. Adita Acharya Sakhyat Ishwara. Because not different from Hari, Sakhyat Ishwara. Jahar Mahima Jiva Nahego. Ordinary Jiva cannot understand the glory of Adita Acharya. Do you understand? Mahavishnu Avatar is incarnation of Mahavishnu. Therefore he could feel the pains of the Jivas here because all Jivas come from Mahavishnu. Because he is Mahavishnu Avatar, therefore he could feel the suffering and pain of Kalihata Jiva. And he observing that there is no bhakti in Kali Yuga, so he took up this promise that I must make Krishna appear and will propagate bhakti. He took up a very strong promise. Karayimu Krishna Sarvanayana Gochara Tabese Adhitanam Krishna Rakingara. He promised, I must make Krishna appear here and show Krishna to everybody. If I won't do, I won't go on, I won't be known as this name, as Adityacharya. Krishna or king or the servant of Krishna. He made this promise. It's a wonderful promise. Who can make such promise? Because he's such a dear devotee, who can make Krishna appear? Otherwise nobody can make Krishna appear. So if I cannot make Krishna appear here, I cannot make him manifest here, cannot show him to all the people of Kali Yuga here, my name is not Advaita Acharya. I'll give up this name. He made such promise, very strong promise. This is very wonderful promise. Nobody has ever heard of this such promise. Nobody has made such promise. So every day he was offering worship to Shalagram Srila. Shalagram Srila. With the tulsi leaf and Ganga Jala, and uttering name of Krishna, crying. You understand? Vichaitan Chartamurta Adilila, third chapter. You may see 104 to 100. It begins from 104, I think. Third chapter, Adilila. 104. He thought of, and this Gautamya Tantra Bachan, Tulasi Dalamatrena, Dalasya Chulukenova, Vikrinite Somatmanam Bhakti Vyo Bhakta Vatsala. Find out Tantra Bachan, Gautami Tantra Bachan. Tulasi Dalamatrena. Mark all this thing, huh?
Sri Krishna, very affectionate towards his devotees, sells himself to a devotee who offers merely a tulsi leaf and a palm full of water.
Yes, every day. He was offering tulsi leaf and palm full of Ganga or Ganges water. So he thought of this. This is in Gautama Tantra Vachana. He thought of this thing and he deliberated on this thing. He says, Tu Krishna ke tulsi jalo deo jai jana. You find out from that? It's mentioned. After that verse, yes. Why don't you see it? It is all there. Krishna ke tulasi jalo deo jai jana. Krishna ke tulasi jalo
deo jai jana.
Taro runo sodhite Krishna kore no chintana. Taro runo
sodhite Krishna kore na chintana.
Jala tulasi rasama kichu gare nahi dhana. Jala tulasi rasama kichu gare nahi dhana. Tabe atma bechi kare rune rasodhana. Tare atma bechi kare rune rasodhana. Ato bhavi acharya ko hare no aradhana. Ato bhavi acharya ko atabhavi asajyaka ravana aradhana. Atabhavi asajyaka reno aradhana. Retranslation.
Advaita Acharya considered the meaning of this verse in this way. Not finding any way to repay the debt he owes to one who offers him a tulasi leaf and water, Lord Krishna thinks, there is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulasi leaf and water.
Water. Yes, Lord Krishna thought of that, no?
Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering his own self to the devotee.
No, again, thus Krishna thought.
Thus Krishna thought. There is no wealth in my possession that is equal to a tulsi leaf and water.
Equal to tulsi leaf and Ganges water. Yes. Yes.
Thus the Lord liquidates the debt by offering his own self to the devotees.
Yes.
Considering this, the Acharya began worshipping the Lord.
Yes. Every day he was worshipping Lord. This in the form of Salagram Sira, Tulsi leaf and Gangajala, Ganges water, crying and uttering name of Krishna and calling with roaring voice, please come down. Yes. Mahaprabhu one day said like that, Nadar Hunkar. His, one of the name is Nara, Adida Darius. One day Mahaprabhu said, Nadar Hunkar. Hunkar means roaring voice. Roaring voice, Nara Adhidacharya called me. So my seat shook in this. That my abode, eternal abode, I couldn't stay there, therefore I couldn't but come down here. He made me come down here. He said that. So Krishna had that desire also that he will come again to teach bhakti. Do you understand? He had that desire. And all the leelas, Yogamaya, manifest. So Yogamaya, Antaranga Shakti, Yogamaya was waiting for Adhidacharya's calling. Let Adhidacharya call. Do you understand? Understand my language. Yogamaya was waiting for Adhidacharya's calling. When Adhidacharya called, and every day he was calling, offering worship, Salagram Sila, offering Tulsi leaf and Ganges water and a roaring voice calling him. So this call penetrated the seven layers of this material universe and entered in the spiritual sky and went to Golok Vrindavan. Do you understand? So Lila Sutra Dharani Yogamaya then took up this, very strongly took up this thing that now this Acharya is calling, I must make Krishna appear as Gaura. Do you understand? So Gauranga Mahaprabhu, Prema Purushottama, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared. So, this is one of the reasons of Gaura's appearance. Bhakti-richaya krishner sobhavatar bhakti-chha upatupaya paramatmane nama. By the desire, by the will of his dear devotee, Krishna appears. A dear devotee can make Krishna appear. Who can make Krishna? Who is bhakta-vas-chala? He is very dear. And Adhidacharya, such a devotee, is bhakta-avatar, very intelligent devotee. They have remade Krishna appear. Sitanatha. Mahaprabhu appeared with his dhamma, with his associates in this material world. When Mahaprabhu appeared in Nadia, a son of Jagannath Mishra and Sachi Mata, staying at Shantipur, Adhidacharya could understand, yes, Mahaprabhu appeared, took birth. So he first sent his wife Sita Thakurani to Nadia. This Mayapur, to Jagannath Mishra's house. After that, he himself came and saw the child. Chaitanya Charitamrita Adilila is mentioned. Dekhiya balaka thamo sakhyatta golokulak varna matra dekhi viparita. Find out! Just very prompt, Baba. Adilila, 13th chapter, 115. Quick. Adilila, 13th chapter. Find out?
Yes.
115?
Yes.
What is? Dekhiya balaka thamo sakhyatta golokulakano varna matra dekhi viparita. Yes, read. We should mark it. Very prompt. Then how can you, my secretary, and help me? We should be very prompt in this thing. Because Prabhupada already translated it. I need not translate it. They have to repeat Prabhupada's translation. But I'll quote this verse. Yes, read.
When Sita Thakurani came to the house of Sachi Devi, bringing with her many kinds of eatables, dresses and other gifts, she was astonished to see the newly born child. For she appreciated that except for a difference in color,
except a difference in color only. Instead of black, it is Gaurav. But he is Sakya Gokula. Karna. Yeah.
The child was directly Krishna of Gokula.
Yeah. Directly Krishna of Gokula himself. But only complexion differs. The black is Gaurav. That says. So, this Sakyat Gokulera Hari, yes, Gokulnath Hari, only complexion is different, is Gauravarna. Nadita Dharya Prabhu saw, he became very, very happy. Yes, my desire is fulfilled. Yes, I made Krishna appear. In Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in Chaitanya Bhagavata also it is mentioned. Je pujaro samayo je devo dhyana kare taha dekhe charidike charani rotole. Mahaprabhu looked at the child and while he was offering worship every day with Ganga Jala Tulsi leaf to Salagram Shila, at that time in meditation, whom he was seeing, he saw that the child is that child. Yes, the Krishna has appeared. And he also, in meditation, saw all demigods were offering prayers to that Supreme Lord. He saw in meditation. Then, seeing this, Aditya Acharya became very much ecstatic, blissful, and again he started saying, is mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Aji se sa phala moro dina poro kaso, Aji se sa phala hoilo jato bhilaso. Aji moro janma karma sakala saphala sakhyate de khilutro charana jugala ghose matra chari bede jare nahi dekhe heno tumi मोर लागी हैला पोरते के. Mentioned Chaitanya Bhagavata, he said, today my life has become successful. Aditya Acharya said, because I saw my Lord, beloved Lord. Aji se sabal hoilo jato bilas. Today all my desires are fulfilled. Aji mor janma karma sakala safal. Today my birth, my activities, all are crowned with success. Sakhyate dekhilu tor chara. Directly I see your lotus feet of mine, beloved Lord. Ghose matra chari vede jare nahi dekhe. Heno tumi mor lagi hoila upar dekhe. In four Vedas, his glories are described, but nobody sees him. But I today saw him. He has appear, oh my dear Lord, for me, Mahaprabhu asked Acharya, O Acharya, you offer worship to me. Then Aditya Acharya offered worship at the lotus feet of Srimad Mahaprabhu, and started saying, that's mentioned in Chaitanya Bhagavata, Prathame charana dhui Subhasito jale se se gandhe paripurna padapadvendale chandane dubai divyo tulasi manjari arghe rasa ito dhilo charana upari Gandha puspa dhupa dipa pancha upa chare puja kore প্রেমজলে বহে অশ্রুধারে পঞ্চশিখা জালি পূর্ণ করে নবন্দনা শেষে জয় জয় ধ্বনি করে ন ঘোষণা মেনশন চৈতন্য ভাগবত মধ্য লীলা কেন মহাপ্রভু আস অদ্বৈতাচার্য অফর ওয়র্শিপ টু মি দেন অদ্বৈতাচার্য অফর ওয়র্শিপ প্রথমে চরণ ধুই সুবাসিত জলে ফার্স্ট হি ওয়াশড হিজ লোটাস ফিট উইথ সেন্টেড ওয়াটার দেন গন্ধ পরিপূর্ণ পাদ বদ্ধণাড়ে শেষে গন্ধে পরিপূর্ণ পাদ বদ্ধণাড়ে দেন ভেরি সেন্টেড নাইস ওয়াটার অলসো সেন্টেড ওয়াটার দেন হি পোর্ড টু হিজ লোটাস ফিট দেন চন্দনে ডুবাই দিব্য তুলসী মঞ্জরি দেন হি টুক সাম তুলসী মঞ্জরি অ্যান্ড পুট ইট ইন দি স্যান্ডেলউড পেস্ট দেন হি পুট ইট অন দি লোটাস ফিট অফ মহাপ্রভু গন্ধ পুষ্প ধূপ দীপ গন্ধ মিন সেন্ট ইন সেন্স পুষ্প ফ্লাওয়ার ধূপ হ্যাঁ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড ধূপ হোয়াট ইস হ্যাঁ স্মোক হ্যাঁ ধূপ দেন দীপ ল্যাম্প হি অফার শেডিং টিয়ার্স অফ লভ ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড প্রেম অশ্রু উইথ দ্যাট অশ্রু উইথ টিয়ার্স অফ লভ অলসো হি অফার পূজা দেন উইথ পঞ্চ প্রদীপ হ্যাঁ লিড দি পঞ্চ প্রদীপ দেন অফার আরতি ইন দিস ওয়ে হি অফার ওয়র্শিপ বেবি গৌরহরি অদ্বৈতাচার্য প্রভু according to scriptural evidences and scriptural method he offered worship at lotus feet of Gaurahari at last he offered prayer jayo jayo sarva prano natho viswambharo jayo jayo gaurachandra করুণা সাগর জয় জয় ভকতব চরণ সত্য কারি জয় জয় মহাপ্রভু মহা অবতারি জয় জয় সিন্ধু সুধা রূপ মনোরম জয় জয় শিবসক তুব বিভূষণ জয় জয় হরে কৃষ্ণ মন্ত্রের প্রকাশ জয় জয় নিজ ভক্তি গ্রহণ বিলাস জয় জয় মহাপ্রভু অনন্ত শয়ন জয় 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 সর্ব জীবের শরণ মেনশন ইন চৈতন্য ভাগবত হি অফার দিস প্রেয়ার অন টু মহাপ্রভু জয় জয় সর্ব প্রাণনাথ বিশ্বম্ভর হিজ নেম ইজ বিশ্বম্ভর অল গ্লোরিস টু বিশ্বম্ভর হু ইজ দি লাইফ অফ অল জীবজ জয় জয় গৌরচন্দ্র করুণা সাগর ইজ ওসেন অফ মার্সি গৌরচন্দ্র অল গ্লোরিস টু হিম জয় জয় ভগত বচন সত্য গারি হু কিপস দি ওয়ার্ডস মেক্স দি ওয়ার্ডস অফ হিজ ডিভোটি ট্রু ইউ আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড দ্যাট ইজ কৃষ্ণস থট ওয়াই হ্যাজ বিকম মাই ডিভোটি ওয়েন হি হ্যাজ প্রমিস আই মাস্ট মেড ইউল মেক মি অ্যাপিয়ার আই মাস্ট অ্যাপিয়ার ইফ আই ওন্ট অ্যাপিয়ার দেন দি ওয়ার্ডস অফ মাই ডিভোটি উইল বি ফলস then nobody will be my devotee. Therefore he makes his dear devotee words true. Therefore he says, jaya jaya bhakata bachana satya kari, jaya jaya mahaprabhu maha avatari. You are the source of all avatars, because he is Krishna, Krishna is the source of all avatars. Jaya jaya sindhu sutta rupa manorama, sindhu sutta means Lakshmi, Lakshmi Devi. He is as beautiful as Lakshmi Devi, very beautiful. Jaya jaya srivatsa kautva vibhushana, and in his chest he says srivatsa kautva jaya jaya hare krishna mantra prakash who spoke Hare Krishna mantra, that Mahaprabhu, let him be glorified. Jaya Jaya Nija Bhakti Grahana Vilas, who came to teach his own Bhakti Yoga, let him be glorified. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Ananta Sayana, who lies in bed of Ananta Naga, that is Mahaprabhu, Jaya Jaya. Jaya 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 Sarva Jivera Sarana, all jivas, at his whose lotus all jivas take shelter, let that Mahaprabhu be glorified. So these are his jayagana. In this way, Adhitasari Prabhupada, many prayers at the lotus feet of Sri Gaurasundar, and Gaurasundar laughed and said, O Acharya, I am very much pleased with your prayers. Now you ask for boon. Ask for boon. Then Acharya said, mentioned in Bhagavad, Chaitanya Bhagavad, Adhita Bolo Ejadi Bhakti Vilayiva Adhita Bolo Ejadi Bhakti Vilayiva Sri Sudra Adijato Murkhere Sediva. Then he asked for this boon. And Mahaprabhu said, ask for boon. He is offering prayer, worship and prayer to the baby Gaura. And the whole talking was going on between him and Gaura Sundar. Baby was saying and nobody else. You understand? Then Adhidhatarya said, all right, please grant me this boon. You should give bhakti to one and all. Stri Sudra. Do you understand? Women, Sudras, those are most ignorant foes, those are very degraded, most degraded. Please give bhakti to one and all. Please give me this boon. Let it be granted. He asked for that. Do you understand? So, I want this boon from you. So, when Adhidhacharya asked for this boon, Mahaprabhu granted. Do you understand? When he accepted Adhidhacharya's prayer and granted, those who are very intimate devotees, they could understand that this boon was granted. At that time, all bhaktas, those who were everywhere, intimate devotees, they understood, yes, this is granted. At that time, simultaneously they said, Haribol, 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 Bala! Haribol, Haribol, Haribol! Everywhere, Haribol, Haribol came out. You understand? Is Karuna Sagar, Karuna Amaya Gaura Hari. Max, what is true, what is bhakta says? You understand? Bhakta Bhakya Satyagari. Dino, Hino, Papi, Pasundi. You understand? Those are Dino, Hino, Papi, Pasundi. He offered that prema, Brahmare Dullava, even on the part of Brahma, cannot it? Brahmare Dullava, prema svakare jache, patita pamarana hi bache, therefore says. Brahmare Dullava, even it's not easy thing on the part of Brahma to get it. Mahaprabhu offered that prema, Krishna prema, such rarely attained. Rare attainment, all patita, pamaras, papis, pasundis, dino, hino. So this is by the prayer of, by the calling of Santipura Natho, Santipura Pati Adhidhacharya, Mahaprabhu appeared. So his appearance day, very, very auspicious day. Jaya Karunamaya Santipura Pati Adhidhacharya Prabhu ki jaya! Jaya Karunamaya Santipurapati Adhidhacharya Prabhu ki jaya! Jaya Karunamaya Santipurapati Adhidhacharya Prabhu ki jaya! Jahare Kripate, please suffer your mercy on us. We must degraded. We must degraded. Jivas, Adhidhacharya Prabhu, if you suffer mercy on us, then we can get Gaur and Nithaya otherwise. Our life, what is the value of our life? So this day we must offer our prayer at the lotus feet of Karunamaya, most merciful Lord of Santipura, Srisadidacharya. So we'll sing a song, and this in brief about Adidacharya Prabhu. And last we offer some prayer unto him. You cannot sing, therefore we cannot release it. We should all sing it. Jaya jaya deito charjo daya mayo jaya jaya deito charjo daya mayo jaharo hum kare gauro obotaro yo jaharo hum kare gauro obotaro yo. Understand? Jahar hunkare gaur avatar hoyo. By whose roaring call, hunkar means roaring call, with thunderous voice is calling, please, please come down, please. Jahar hunkare gaur avatar hoyo. By whose roaring call, gaur appeared. Premodata sitanatho karuna sagaro Premodata sitanatho karuna sagaro jar premo rose aila gauro dayamoyo jar premo rose aila gauro dayamoyo. Sitanatho, husband of Sita Thakurani, this Adidacharya Prabhu, he is Premadata, he is also bestower of Prema, he is ocean of mercy. Jar Prema Rasayala Guru Dayamaya. Because of his loving mellow, all merciful Gauranga Mahaprabhu came down here. Jahare Karuna Kori Krupa Dite Chaya Hare Karuna Kari Krupa Dite Chai Premaro Se Se Jano Chaitanya Guna Gaye Premaro Se Se Jano Chaitanya Guna Gaye. Showering His mercy, Srimad Mahaprabhu, showering His mercy on Adidacharya Prabhu, came down here and also bestowed mercy on Adidacharya Prabhu. See, if somebody is very fortunate, get the mercy of Adidacharya, then he will be able to glorify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Taharupo dete jeva Laila sarana taharupo dete deva Laila sarana se janno paila gauro prema mahadhana se janno paila gauro Prima Mahadhana. This is a song by Lochandas Thakur, glorifying Adidacharya. He said, Tahara Padete Deva Loilo Sarana. One who takes shelter at the lotus feet of Adidacharya, Sejana Pailo Gaurav Prima Mahadhana. He is very fortunate. He will definitely get Gaurav Prima. You understand? Which is invaluable asset. Emanandayaro nidhi kene na bhojinu Emanandayaro nidhi kene na bhojinu Lochan bole nijamathe bajaro padilu Lochan bole Nijamathe bajaro padilu. Emanandayaro nidhi. Adidacharya Prabhu is such ocean of mercy. I am such a rascal. I don't do bhajan of Adidacharya. One who don't do bhajan of Adidacharya, who is ocean of mercy, Lochandas Thakur said, নিজ মাঝে বজর পাড়িল, হি পুটস থান্ডারবোল্ট অন ইজ ওন হেড, আন্ডারস্ট্যান্ড, পুটস থান্ডারবোল্ট অন ইজ ওন হেড. দিস ইজ এ সং সং বাই লোচন দাস ঠাকুর, গ্লোরিফাই আদিত্যনারায়ণ ঠাকুর. সজয় করুণাময় শান্তি প্রপতি শ্রী অদিতাচার্য প্রভু কি জয়, জয় করুণাময় শান্তি প্রপতি শ্রী শ্রী অদিতাচার্য প্রভু কি, জয় করুণাময় শান্তি প্রপতি শ্রী অদিতাচার্য প্রভু কি জয়, অদিতাচার প্রভু কি শুভ আবির্ভাব তিথি কি জয়, অদিতাচার্য প্রভু কি শুভ আবির্ভাব তিথি কি জয়, সমবেত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রমানন্দে হরি. প্রভুপাদজী মহারাজ কি জয়, সমবেত গৌর ভক্ত বৃন্দ কি জয়, গৌর প্রেমানন্দে হরি বল. সো এনি হাউ ভেরি হারিডলি আই প্রিপেয়ার সমথিং, আই উড নন মিস্টার ডে আই উড প্রিপেয়ার নাইসলি. ইয়েস you see, Sadashiv is the Vishnu form, you see. Sadashiv is Vishnu, you understand? Vishnu, Sadashiv is Vishnu. Then when Adhichar is not different from Hari, so Vishnu is in Hari, isn't it? That I should say. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, you understand? Sakhyat Ishwara is not different from, therefore his name is Advaita. And he taught this science of Bhakti Yoga, therefore Acharya. So he is known as Advaita Acharya, Bhakti Sansana Acharya. No, Shiva is a demigod. He is a portion and portion, portion of Sadashiva. Do you understand? That is, when he accepts Maya, then comes Kalasapati Shiva. Do you understand? What is difference between Vishnu and Shiva? Difference between milk and Jagrut? Do you understand? Sadashiva means Vishnu. When that Sadashiva, one of his person, accepts Maya, do you understand? Comes as Shiva. Yeah. Yes. Glance from Mahavishnu. Yes, Mahavishnu cast his glance over material nature, made her impregnated, then Jiva has come out. Kalaspati Shiva takes up this work of destruction, Sanghar Karje, you understand?
He says the one who took birth from Lord Brahma.
Shiva. Kalaspati, yes.
So Sadashiva and Mahavishnu were the same?
Same.
And this Shikarashiva is demigod?
Demigod, because when Vishnu accepts Maya for Sanghara, destruction work, then comes as Shiva. Therefore, different the example is milk and Jagrut. Jagrut is not different from milk, but when this Jagrut culture, you add to milk, then becomes Jagrut, isn't it? But it cannot be called milk. Dugdha hoite bhinna noa, kintu dugdha hoite nare. Not different from milk, but cannot be milk, cannot be called milk, because something is added, mixed. So this is different between Vishnu and Shiva. Vishnu is like milk, Shiva is like Jagrut. Yeah. What is it?
He manifests
the Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Vishnu.
Mahavishnu.
When Supreme Lord thinks of I'll create, then Vishnu form comes. Three Purusha avatars. That they do Srushti Lila. Mahavishnu first Purusha avatar. Karnabhi Sai Vishnu is Mahavishnu. He glances. He casts his glance. Then many Brahmandas come out from the pores of his body, they float on Kalam Karnabdi. You understand? Then second Vishnu, Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu, he enters into each Brahmanda as Brahmanda Antarjyami. Do you understand? Then from his navel sprouts a with stem a lotus, Brahman took birth. Do you understand? That is the birthplace of Brahma. Then Brahma created jivas, all these things, whatever you hear. Then third Vishnu, Kirabdhi Sai Vishnu, entered into heart of all jivas, that is Paramatma Jiva, Paramatma, that is Kirabdhi Sai Vishnu. Then three Vishnus. Yes.
So I wanted to know how he
manifested
himself as
Sadashiv. No, Sadashiv is already there in Vaikuntha Jagat. It is not a question of creation. Sadashiv is already there. You understand? Sadashiv is one of the Vishnus. The name is Sadashiv. No. No. That Vishnu, when accepts Maya, Maya angikar kare, then comes Kalaspati Shiva. You understand? So this, in Brahma Sangita, this is explained. This milk and jug. Kheera dasa dadhivikara vishesa jogat. That was kheera dasa dadhivikara vishesa jogat. Nahitata prathakasti heto sambhutam epikajyat govindam adi purusam tamam bhajami. Isn't it? That was you'll find in Chaitanya Charitamrita is also there. Isn't it? Brahma Sangita, yes.
One also about shampoo is the glance of Mahasudha on Maya.
When Mahavishnu glances to Maya, then creation, the Brahmanda, you understand, makes material energy impregnated. Maya hoi nimitta karana. Mukhya karana, original cause, is Supreme Lord. Anadiradi sarva karana karana is the cause of all causes. Anadiradi govinda sarva karana karana. Govinda is the cause of all causes. But when he wants to create this material world, Maya helps him. Maya upadana karana. Maya supplies the ingredients. So nimitta karana or upadana karana. Do you understand? But original cause is Supreme Lord. Sarva karana karana, cause of all causes. When Mahavishnu glances at material nature, Maya, at that time Shiva is created. Yes, that's a fact, because he accepts Maya. When he accepts Maya, that is Shiva. Not different from Vishnu, but is not Vishnu, because Vishnu never comes in contact with Maya, but in Shiva form he comes in contact with Maya. And comes in contact with Maya, that is Shiva. So example is given, this milk and yogurt. Milk, yogurt is not different from milk, isn't it? It's produced out of milk, but something is added, that is, that yogurt culture is added. It cannot be called milk, it cannot become milk also. But it's not different from milk. That's the difference between Vishnu and Shiva. You understand? That's all explained in Brahma Sangita and in Bhagavat also. It's all explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita. It's all explained.
It appears Maheshdham in Brahma Sangita. Maheshdham appears Itanam. So I don't know which
of
Shiva, 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 Shi
Mahesa Maheswara, Supremeshwara, that in that way Mahes. Do you understand? Maheswara? No. No, Sivas Dham is Kailas Dham. No, that's not eternal. Even Brahma's abode is not eternal. It's all in material world. They're all in. In Pralaya, they all destroyed. That not. But Mahesadham, what he says, that is a. Maheswara's Dham, Mahes Dham. You understand? Yes, Supreme Lord Vishnu, yes. That is that, Mahes Dham. This is Devidham. This is Devidham, the material world.
This is annihilated. This is destroyed.
Destroyed, everything destroyed.
Devidham, Mahesdham, Haridham. So, what is the difference between the Mahesdham and Haridham?
We should see Brahma Sangita then. That is from Brahma Sangita, I think. You understand? We'll see Brahma Sangita. That Mahesdham doesn't mean Kailas Dham. That doesn't mean Kailas Dham. Kailas Dham is not eternal. No. We'll see from Brahma Sangita. You understand? Then it will be clear. No. That's not Kailas Dham. Shiva Sadeva Mayasakdara Samanjata. Brahma Sangita, Kiram Jathata Divikara Vishesh Joga Sanjayata Naitata Pudagastheta Jasambhutamita Sampiti Kajat Govindam Adi Purushantam Vajami. This Shiva, Swatantra Ishwar is not Swatantra Ishwar. Those who accept Shiva as Swatantra Ishwar, they become great offenders at the lotus feet of Bhagavan, Vishnu or Krishna. Shiva is subordinate, Shiva is servant. Nirantara Shiva koi ami Krishna dasa. Krishna nama guna gaya nache digambara. Shiva says, I am Krishna dasa. He sings name, glorious name of Krishna and digambara, ecstatic, dance. He is naked, is ecstatic. This example, milk and jagrut, what is the difference? Jagrut is not different from milk, but is not milk. Do you understand? Jagrut is not different from milk, but not milk. If you understand this example, then you understand Shiva and Vishnu. Is jagrut is different from milk? Is not different from milk, but not milk. But something is added. If jagrut culture is added to milk, then it becomes jagrut. So it's not different, at the same time different. Similarly, Shiva and Vishnu. Not different and different also. Because accepted Maya.
When the Shiva accepts Maya, that time becomes different.
Then becomes Shiva. Kalaspati Shiva, that you say. You understand? In Shiva, there is Maya's Tamaguna. Because Shiva is Tamaguna avatar. Brahma is Rajaguna avatar. Shiva is tamaguna avatar, Vishnu is sattva-guna avatar, but the Vishnu is not material, though sattva-guna avatar. But Brahma and Shiva, they are jiva-tattva. But Vishnu is not jiva-tattva. Yes, jiva-tattva. And Shiva-tattva is, special-tattva. Special-tattva. Special-tattva, sotantra-tattva. In Shiva, there is tamaguna, material mode of ignorance and some qualities of tatastha shakti. Jiva is tatastha shakti, so that quality is also there. Plus, chit shakti, sambit shakti, chit shakti, little Ladini and Sambit, all mixed. This is all mixed. Do you understand? This is all mixed. This is what Bhaktivinoda Thakur has said, is Acharya. All mixed. This Shiva. This vicious vikar, then vicious vikar. Then that vicious vikar, that is Sambhu. That is Sambhu. Sambhu Shiva. This Rudra Deva, Rudra Deva comes from Sadashiva. Sadashiva is Vishnu. Rudra Deva comes from him and accepts Maya. Therefore comes Rudra or Kalaspati Shiva. Sanghar Karja, he helps in destruction. Sanghar Karja. Sushti Karja and creation laid out. Ingredients, Maya, he has accepted Maya, therefore material nature gives ingredients for creation. So ingredients gives, and he also kills the asuras, Sanghar Karja, Sambhu, that is Gunavatar Sambhu. He does, that is his activity. And Sambhu also known as Kala Purusha because he destroys. Vaishnavana also Sambhu. Sambhu is famous Vaishnava, the Bhagavata says. And Asutosa, he is devotee also. He has two types of Krupa, Sakapata Krupa, Kapata Krupa. Vaishnava Bhaktas also worship Shiva because they beg for his mercy, let Krishna Bhakti, let me develop Krishna Bhakti. And he is also one Sampradaya, Shiva, Rudra Sampradaya, Vaishnava Sampradaya, comes from him. And in Kali Yuga, he comes as Acharya and propounds this Mayavada philosophy, Shankaracharya. Though Shiva, Sambhu Tattva, Shiva Tattva is not Jiva Tattva, still but he is not Ishvara. He is not Ishvara, he is Vibhinansa Gata. Jivas are Vibhinansa, but he is not ordinary Jiva. It cannot be said Jiva Tattva. So Shiva Tattva is Svatantra Tattva, special Tattva. But Brahma is Jiva Tattva. But Shiva is better than Brahma. Because what qualities are there in Brahma, those qualities are in better proportions in Shiva. Therefore, Shiva is better than Brahma. And Shiva is worse, more worshipped. Because both demons, and devotees, all worship Shiva. Do you understand? And Shiva has gotten that boon. He should be worshipped more than Supreme Lord. Do you understand? He should be worshipped more than Supreme Lord. That is there. Because both demons and devotees worship Shiva. But only Lord Vishnu or Krishna is worshipped by devotees. Here it is said, Viraja, you know Viraja? Viraja, that is dividing between material world and spiritual world. And innumerable brahmandas float there. When brahmandas come out, they float there. It's floating there. So, above Viraja, there is Siddhaloka. Do you understand? Below Siddhaloka, is Brahma Sajujya, Nirvishesha Brahma Dham, Brahma Sajujya, do you understand? It is called Nirvishesha Brahma Dham, that is below Siddha Loka. Above Siddha Loka is Sadashiva Dham, understand me? Above that Sadashiva Dham, that is Mahavaikuntha, understand? Above Sadashiva Dham is Mahavaikuntha, here, Narayana Vishnu is there. And above Vaikuntha Dham is Lord Ram's Dham, Marjada Purushottam. Ram's Dham. There is Ram, Srimati Sita Devi Lakhana, the Bhrata, Bharata Satrughna and Hanuman. That is known as Saket Dham. Above Saket Dham is Golok Dham. In Brihat Bhagavatam, Sanatana Goswami mentions detail about it, about Golokdham. So this is mentioned. You find out very that. Golokanamni nijadhamni tale chatasya devi mahesa haridhamasu te sutesu te te prabhava nichaya vihitasya jena govindam adi purushottam mahara. Lowest of all is located devi dhama, this mundane world. Next above is mahesh dhama, about mahesh. Above mahesh dhama is placed haridham, about of hari. And above them is all located Krishna's own realm named Goloka. I add over the Prime Bhagavad Govinda, who has allotted their respective authorities to the rulers of those graded realms. In the realm of Goloka stands highest above all others. Brahma, looking up to the higher position of Goloka, is speaking of the other realms from the point of view of his own realm. The first in order in this mundane world are called Devi Dhamma, consisting of 14 worlds, Satya Loka. Next step of Devi Dhamma is located Shiva Dhamma, or portion of which called Mahakala Dhamma, is enveloped in darkness. Interpenetrating this position of Shiva Dhamma, there shines this Sadashiva Loka, full of great light. Above the same appears Haridhamma, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka, whatever it says, Sadashiva Dhamma, yes. Above Viraja is Siddha Loka. Beyond Siddha Loka, Nirvishesh Brahma Dhamma. Above Siddha Loka is Sadashiva Dhamma. That Sadashiva Dhamma he speaks here. Sadashiva Dhamma. Brahma Sangita speaks, that Sadashiva Dhamma. Above Sadashiva Dhamma is Maha Vaikuntha. No, he is avatar, tamaguna avatar, incarnation of tamaguna, isn't it? Guna avatar. Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva, three are guna avatar. Vishnu is a satya guna avatar. Brahma is a rajaguna avatar.
He does not act in the mode of ignorance. He does not act himself in the mode of ignorance.
Who?
Shiva.
Shiva sometimes acts because he has accepted Maya. Sometimes he acts like that. Yes, that. Otherwise he cannot destroy. When comes a destruction comes, then the tamaguna acts. You understand?
So sir, the mode of ignorance affects.
Affects. He is affected with that. Yes, affected with that. Yes. Vishnu is not affected. Though guna avatar is not affected, but Brahma and Shiva are affected. Definitely. Affected. Yes, they are affected. Brahma becomes builder, Shiva becomes builder, yes. When Shiva saw Mohini avatar, he ran behind it and disturbed seminar.
At the same time, how can it be possible they became Mahabharata? Same time they are Mahabharata.
Yes, they are Mahajana, yes. Out of 12 Mahajana, Brahma, Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, yes. Because they teach bhakti cult. They teach bhakti cult. Vaishnavanam tatha Sambhu. Sambhu is a Vaishnav also. Sambhu is a very dear devotee of Krishna. Yes, very dear devotee of Krishna. Nirantara kahe mui Krishna dasa Krishna nama lila gaye nache digambara. He says, I am Krishna das. He always sings and chants the name, film, pastimes of Krishna with ecstatic and ecstatic way. Dances, naked dances.
They are
Mahajanas, yes, Mahajanas, they are.
They are affected by it.
Yes, they have accepted it because that is the order of their master. So they accept it. And when they have accepted, sometimes they become affected. They become affected. We cannot say Mahabhagavata, but Mahajana. We say
Mahabhagavata is beyond Mahajana.
No. Mahajana. Dadasa Mahadanasa, Mahabhagavata is different thing. You understand? It's different thing, Mahabhagavata. Mahabhagavata, that is.
Do you have any example of Mahabhagavata?
This Vaishnavas, Markandeya, Ambarisha, all these things are there. Narada Mahadana, Mahabhagavata, Prahlada, Prahlada, Bhishma, Prahlada, Bhishma, you understand? But all of these 12 Mahajanas, they never come under the Mahabhagavata. But Mahajanas, 12 Mahajanas, Naradas, and this is Swayambhu, Narada, Sambhu, Kapila, Kumara, Manu, Prahlada, Janaka, Bhishma, Bali, Vyasaki, Jamaraj. These 12 Mahajanas. Dvadasa Mahajana. You understand? They are all devotees, yes, very great exalted devotees, definitely. Still, the Sambhu and Shiva, sometimes they are affected, yes. Sometimes they are affected. Sometimes they become affected, yes. Sometimes they become affected. But Supreme Lord is very merciful towards them. Though we cannot affect them, he excuses them. And Brahma ran behind his own daughter, isn't it? It's mentioned. Yes, as Narada also became a builder. So Shiva became a builder.
Because of Yogamaya, because of Mahamaya, the builder, sometimes you have find from past the devotee never acted under Mahamaya.
No.
But there, Lord Shiva ran after Mohini Mukti because of Yogamaya, because of Mahamaya.
Because he has accepted that this Maya became a builder. When, Brahma did this thing, then Brahma had to cast off that body. Isn't it? Cast off that body. Then got another body, where that body is polluted, you see. This is such thing.
Tattva
vichara and inconceivable, so we cannot conceive of it. Conceive of it. You cannot. This what you say, Sadasivdham, that's Sadasivdham. You say, Sadasivdham, Siddhaloka or Uparibhaga. So above Viraja is Siddhaloka, below Siddhaloka is Brahma Sahajya, Nibhisa Brahma Nama, and above Siddhaloka is Sadasivdham. Above Sadasivdham is my Vaikuntha. This is like Vedasans. He said this same thing here. Yeah. Next, above Devi Dham is located Shiva Dham, one portion of which is called Mahakala Dham, is enveloped in darkness. Interpenetrating this portion of Shiva Dham, there shines Sadashiva Loka, full of great light, above that. Above the same appears Hari Dham, or the transcendental Vaikuntha Loka. Yes. The potency of Devi Dham in the form of the extension of Maya, and that of Shiva Loka, consisting of time, space and matter, are the potency of separate particles pervaded by the numeral reflection of the subjective person of the divinity, but Haridham is ever resplendent with transcendental majesty, the great splendor of all sweetness predominates over all the majesties in Goloka. The Supreme Lord Govinda, by his own direct indirect power, has constituted these respective potencies of the realms. Creator. So these are the positions. Above Viraja is Siddhaloka, beyond Siddhaloka is Nibhishesh Brahmanama, and above Siddhaloka is Sadasiddham. That is Mahasiddham, what you say, Sadasiddham. Yes. Above Sadasiva is Mahabhaikuntha. These are the positions. All right.